Tuesday, May 23rd, 54321. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. 84% of the corn crop is in versus 85% on average. Comstock economist David Chively's family in northeast Missouri got their corn replanted and started on soybeans last week. Missouri was 93% planted. Everyone here in our northwest Iowa office is done with both corn and soybeans. The crop that has emerged here looks great. Iowa was 92% planted. Some states short of the average were Wisconsin 65%, Kansas 70%, Colorado 69%, Michigan 67%. Indiana was just 76% planted, but that was close to the 78% average. Planting progress at this point is not alarming, but the last acres may be tough to get, and a few may bleed to soybeans. 53% of soybeans were planted compared to 52% on average, and equal to last year when the crop yielded 52.1 bushel per acre. Those talking 46 bushel per acre for a yield are delusional at this point. I think that there's enough rain relief in the forecast that the soybeans will be mostly planted yet this month when the temperatures warm up ahead. 90% of spring wheat is planted compared to 84% on average, so what acres were intended for wheat should stay with that crop. Idaho is the slowpoke with spring wheat, with North Dakota surging ahead of the average progress. Winter wheat, good to excellent crop condition at 52%, improved 1%, as rain does make grain. Soybeans and soy meal broke brown out of bearish bear flag chart formations last week. It did not do enough to repair the technical damage. The market tested resistance, which held. The most likely path favors new lows coming in the soy markets. The fundamentals for soy oil could be better if protectionists blocked imports and if they create a producer's biodiesel credit, but those are still ifs. Soy oil is not validated in uptrend yet either. The wheat market is so beat up that the bears should soon be getting tired. The corn market is generally sideways with lots of bullish expectations expressed by the trade, but still sideways. The burdensome old crop inventory weighs against slightly favorable new crop fundamentals in corn and wheat. Once the crops are in and the temperatures warm, then rain won't be a problem. Iowa Governor Terry Branstad is now officially ambassador to China after confirmation by the Senate. The vote was 82-13. Why 13 would vote against him is hard to figure. Some of Trump's ambassador appointments are political, but Branstad should be the perfect match given his relationship with Xi Jinping. He resigns now as governor. Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds takes over, our first female governor. She's been Branstad's shadow for years now, so if that's what it takes to pick up the job, she should be ready. Branstad vowed to get beef into China, but the beta agonist restriction makes that short of what was promised, in my opinion. Hopefully we can be selling China a lot more ethanol soon to clean up their dirty air. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. The Dow Jones headline read, Brazilian meat packers JBS shares fall 30% amid insider trading accusation. Do you mean that you can't pay your $67 million fine for bribing multiple Brazilian presidents with a currency trade based on your inside knowledge of the scandal, including your plea deal? What is Brazil coming to? The JBS IPO is dead. Credit rating agencies are downgrading JBS creditworthiness, and the stock lost $2 billion in value. I'd be careful before jumping to any conclusions, as it may well be that the Batistas shorted the stock and made money. They love unbridled capitalism. If you shoot someone, there's demand for a casket to be sold. The markets must think that there's a law against insider trading by felons. The Batistas did not deny making the currency trade, calling it part of their company's risk management strategy. The reel popped up to 3:30 overnight. The soap opera continues. Most Brazilian soap operas have angry women and sex in them, too, so this must not be over. On the hogs, industry swine barn mortality declined in all categories in 2016 as the industry's ability to manage disease improved. That would be one reason why we've seen so many pigs this year. The industry's productivity is being extremely well managed, and expansion gives integrators the opportunity to adopt the latest technology in new facilities under construction. This industry will compete with others in the adoption of robotics to replace as much labor as possible. The irony to me is that the foodie-branded hogs that are antibiotic-free can come nowhere close to the mortality rate of the conventional industry and are also nowhere near as competitive using labor, so have reduced efficiency that the conventional industry is moving away from. Consumers are not aware of the increased pig mortality of the branded pork systems. No one appears to be incentivized to tell them. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at comstock.com, or call 712-933-9400.